Hello, VoiceTubers. How's it going? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is Sean, and it's nice to hear from you guys again. Do you ever have the moment that you just don't want to do anything, even you have, you know, something with a deadline? Or you really want to do something, let's say to read a book or to go for a run or simply just to go to the bed earlier, but you're always lack of motivation. So if you're lack of motivation, then you are not able to achieve anything. So don't worry, we have this video that can help you. So this video is trying to give you some ideas of how to get and stay motivated. All right, let's take a look at our sentence today. All these small decisions can get overwhelming and sometimes leads us to make bad choices. There is actually a term for it. It's called decision fatigue. All these small decisions can get overwhelming and sometimes leads us to make bad choices. There is actually a term for it. It's called decision fatigue. All right, and let's move on to our vocabularies. 第一个是 overwhelming. Overwhelming. 那它当形容词，它有压倒性的或是难以忍受的意思。It's been an overwhelming week with exams and deadlines. 那这真是难熬的一个礼拜，有很多考试和报告要赶。再来是 overwhelm, overwhelm. 那 overwhelm 它当成动词来使用，它有难以承受的，或是强烈的情感满出来的那种感觉。They were overwhelmed by grief when their dog died.狗狗过世的时候，他们伤心欲绝或是悲痛欲绝。再来是 lead, lead. 那它当动词的时候有引导或是引路的领路的意思。那它其实还有另外一个发音是 led, led. 那 led 它当作铅，就是那个铁铅的那个意思。那它当成动词的时候，你可以说 the coach led the team.To win the game, 那教练带领团队赢得比赛。那这边的 led 是 led, 那 led 是 lead 的过去式，那它发音是 led。再来是 term, term, 那 term 它其实有蛮多意思的，那主要常用的是术语，那期限或者甚至是学期的意思。那当它当作术语来说的话，你可以用 I'm not familiar with legal terms. 那我不熟悉法律术语或是法律用语都可以。那再来是当它当作是期限或是一段期间来说的话，你可以用communication is the key to maintain a long-term relationship. 那维持长期的关系，沟通是很关键的。那再来是 period, period, 那 period 它有一段时间，或是它是指女生的生理期的意思。那甚至它也有比如说一堂课的那个课的意思。I had 5 periods of math a week back in high school. 那我念高中的时候，每周有5堂数学课。那再来是他如果当作生理期来用的话，你可以说 She was very worried that she missed her period. 那他很担心他的生理期没有按时来。那再来是duration, duration. 那 duration 它指的是持续的这段时间。He didn't say a word for the duration of the meeting. 那在整个会议期间他一个字也没说。好，最后一组单字是 fatigue, fatigue. 那 fatigue 它当成名词来使用，它有劳累或是疲劳的意思。He was suffering from fatigue. 他非常的劳累。好，再来是 exhaust, exhaust. 那 exhaust 它有 使精疲力尽或是使疲惫不堪的意思，它当作动词来使用。 She have exhausted herself with all that cleaning. 那打扫的工作使她累得精疲力尽。 Alright, that's all for our pronunciation challenge today, and I'll see you next time. Bye!